Hey, Gletcher with us. Welcome into Tuesday. Time now for the mic drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, we know there's no love lost around here or in most of the country for the New York Yankees, but nevertheless, you can't help but feel a tiny bit or maybe just laugh really hard at the Bronx Bombers at what happened yesterday. Just a few pitches into an afternoon game against the Oakland A's, Yankees manager Aaron Boone was ejected for arguing with the home plate umpire. Problem is, neither Boone or anyone in the dugout was saying anything at the time. It was a fan sitting behind the dugout that was chirping at the ump, but Boone took the brunt. Replays showed a fan in a blue shirt shouted something that caused the umpire to react. Boone, as you can imagine, flew off the handle after getting erroneously tossed, then in a press conference after the game called the phantom ejection embarrassing.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was funny. And a lot of it is not safe for radio. Because it was amazing. The audio, the microphones picked up everything.
Yes.
There weren't a lot of people in the ballpark. It was a day game. It had just started, so there weren't a lot of people there. Not a lot of fan noise, so we picked up literally every single thing they were saying.
Including the S word and the F bomb.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
At least a couple of those.
For all to hear.
Managers are known to throw out.
That was funny. So Boone had kind of already set the scene because
he was hot. Yes. It should be noted that the umpire was sort of on edge because they had just had a little argument a couple of minutes beforehand. So he was almost waiting for something to come from the dugout.
And so there's this guy in this like a royal blue pullover.
Yeah.
Sitting right behind the dugout.
Right. Probably paid a lot of money for that seat too.
Right. And he's probably within 8 or 10 feet of Boone.
Yes.
So he says something and the umpire hears it. And of course the audio appears to come from Boone. That is hilarious. And that guy just sat there like, what? Who said something?
I don't know. Funny. I don't know who you're talking to.
That's great.
And you know, we've done a lot of Australian snake stories over the years, so it stands to reason that a lot of people show up at hospitals down under after being bitten. Now, that's fine, but doctors and staff have one request. Don't bring the snake with you. This comes as the director of emergency medicine at a prominent Queensland hospital told Australian TV that a recent snake bite victim brought along the highly venomous Eastern brown snake that did the deed in a poorly secured plastic container. This gave the staff a scare, slowed down treatment for non-snake bite victims, and of course, put a lot of people in danger. And it's not the first time, as a professional snake catcher in the area says he's been to the same hospital on multiple occasions to wrangle reptiles that were brought in by patients.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Yeah. We don't need to know what kind of snake it is. We'll just check you to make sure that everything's okay, that you don't have venom in you, or take the venom out, whatever has to be done. We don't need to know. We don't need to see the snake and ID the snake in the hospital.
Hey, do you guys need this?
Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Did he think that maybe to find an antidote or something,
they could
pull venom from the snake that just bit him?
I think people, you know, they think that, you know, the doctors or whoever is going to want to know what type of snake it was, maybe a different type of venom, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But no, all the venom, just leave the snake at home, please.
With an Eastern brown snake, if you get bit,
mm-hmm.
how soon might it be before you start feeling faint or need to sit down? He made it to the hospital, I guess.
I mean, good for him. I feel like that's something that needs to be taken care of urgently.
Because he's a superhero. Thank you, Mike.